The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 4. Our Lady tells us to think often of eternity and beware of the many traps of the devils.
My daughter, thou hast been very short in describing the mysteries of this chapter, yet a great lesson is contained therein for thee and all the children of light. Write in thy heart, and notice well the great difference between the innocence and holiness of the Baptist, who was poor, afflicted, persecuted, and imprisoned, and the abominable wickedness of Herod, the powerful king, who was flattered and served in the midst of his riches and base pleasures. Both were of the same human nature, but entirely different in the sight of God, according as they used ill or well their free will and created things around them. The penance, poverty, humility, contempt, tribulations of St. John, and his zeal for the glory of my divine Son, merited for him the singular favor of dying in our arms. Herod, on the contrary, by his hollow pomp, his pride, vanity, tyranny, and wickedness, was struck down by the minister of God in order to be punished in the eternal flames. Remember that the same happens now and always in the world. Although men do not pay attention to it or fear it, they fear the vain strength of the world, not reflecting that it is but fleeting shadow and withering grass. Just as little do men think of the ultimate end and of the abyss, into which vices draw them even in this world. Although the demon cannot take away man's liberty, nor ever completely sway his free will, yet, by leading them into so many and grievous sins, he obtains such an influence over it that he is enabled to use it as an instrument of the evil he proposes. In spite of witnessing so many and such terrible examples, men remain callous to the fearful danger to which they expose themselves by their sins in imitation of Herod and his adulterous concubine. In order to cast souls into this abyss of wickedness, Lucifer meets them with the vain pride and honor of this world and with its base pleasures, representing them as alone important and desirable. Thus the ignorant children of perdition loosen the bonds of reason in order to follow the degrading pleasures of their flesh and be enslaved by their mortal enemy. My daughter, the Savior and I have taught the way of humility, of contempt and tribulation. This is the royal road on which we first walked, and of which we have set ourselves up as teachers. We are the protectors of all the afflicted and ill-used, ready to assist by miraculous and especial favors all those who call upon us in their necessities. Of this assistance and protection, the followers of this world and its vain pleasures deprive themselves, since they hate the way of the cross. To the cross thou wast called and invited, and on account of it thou art favored with the sweetness of my loving guidance. Follow me, and labor to imitate me, since thou hast found the secret treasure and the precious pearl, for the possession of which thou must despise all that is earthly and give up all human freedom insofar as it is contrary to the pleasure of my most exalted Lord.